time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on Nicastro. How's it going, everybody? We are back for another weekly show here on msownersports.com. We're out every single week on Thursday morning. I'm happy to be here. My name is Dom Nicastro again, doing the show for a few years now, getting to know a lot about the Merrimack Valley. And what I know is that there's some tremendous athletes, bottom line, and coaches. Fun interviews. And we're going to have one of those. Moynihan Lumber, one of our sponsors, they do a Merrimack Valley program, award the monthly winners, and we're going to start catching up on all of those kids, starting with Drew Eason. Drew Eason's coming up later in the show. Thank you, Drew. And let's look around a little bit. Headlines, I always go to the Eagle Tribune, my guys over there, love following the headlines. Methuen Volleyball, 0-10 in 2021, and now the Volleyball Champs 2024. Not bad. NECC Baseball, Northern Essex, that is, out of Haverhill. They're ranked 8th out of 8 teams at the World Series, but they're in the World Series, so it's pretty darn cool. Whittier Softball wins the Commonwealth Championship. Awesome to see that. Central Catholic Girls repeat as Merrimack Valley Champions in track. Congrats to them. And over track, a little nugget here, 307 kids on the team. Wow. And over track takes tremendous pride in program's largest teams ever. The team ever, according to the Eagle Tribune. So let's take a break and head over to Drew's conversation. And then after that, we'll finish up with some rankings talk. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro with our one and only guest. He won the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month Award earlier in the school year for his football prowess, and now he's mixing it up with the Methuen Volleyball Champions, historic team right now on the court. It's Drew Eason. What's going on, Drew?
Nothing much. Exactly like you said, we're grinding out the end of the volleyball season right now. Just won the MVC championship, and then now we're just looking to boost ourselves in the power rankings, get us the highest seed possible for the state tournament.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this was a major, major accomplishment for Methuen Volleyball. 16-2 at the time of this interview. And surging towards the end there, trying to get in that top four, like you said, so you get those home games, you know, for the tournament. But, I mean, amazing, historic run. Like, you know, have you been on the team for all 4 years of your career there at Methuen?
Yeah, for 4 years right now. So how it all started is we kind of have, there's like, I'd say pretty much all our starters. Obviously, we have Andrew Cox, who's a sophomore, and then Sean LaDuke and Lucas G.R. to our juniors. But for this senior class, me, James, Jack, Matt, Arthur, we all started playing freshman and sophomore year, always like in the same friend group. None of us were doing a spring sport and we were all talking about it. And we had always played volleyball just outside, like nothing, like we never played competitively. And we all just kind of agreed that I think I might have been the head person. I was like, yo, like, I'm going to try this out. If you guys want to come join me, come join me. Like, I think it'll be pretty fun. And then obviously here we are 4 years later, stoked with it all 4 years, stayed strong. And then big things have happened.
Yeah. Like what, like, tell me about that evolution from, you know, I know like it was such big growth from like then, like freshman year or whatever, till now making history 16-2. Is it just a matter of, you know, a tight knit group staying together all those years?
I think it's definitely that, but also a good mix of recruiting some other kids, because with volleyball, boys volleyball is tough because, you know, when you think about spring sports, you know, you think about baseball, you know, all the other like football kids, a lot of like other sports will do track to get faster. And then you got like lacrosse, and boys volleyball kind of sweeps under the mat, you know, not too many people think about it. And like Toomey said, like for us, like we have to do a really good job of like recruiting other kids to come out and come try to get some more numbers overall. And last year we actually had good numbers. We had 60. This year we only had 30, but so we didn't even cut anyone this year. We kept everyone this year. We got 15 on varsity and then 15 on JV. But yeah, but like you said, we were 0-10 my freshman year and we didn't have really any full-time commit volleyball players. Everyone was kind of just athletes and just wanted to play and kind of just did it fun.
Yeah.
And really my sophomore year is when all of our, pretty much my friend group all got moved up to varsity. And he kind of brought us in and he said he was time for a restart. Like he wanted to restart the program. He said he wanted to rebuild from the start, from scratch. And he wanted to bring all of us together kind of just as the main core group. And he said this year and our following year, which is the junior year, is going to be, well, you know, we'll have some up and down moments. It'll be good and all. But it's just going to be where you were the rebuilding year. And he said, by the time our senior year, we're going to be up there with the best of the best in the entire state. And he kind of spoke it into existence as right now we're the 5 seed, obviously. And we just won the MVC championship for the first time since 1998.
Yeah. And, you know, look at those teams, you know, Needham number one, Natick two, Newton North three, Milford four. So you're kind of hoping that Milford stumbles a bit and you guys are close to perfection down the stretch here and you can sneak in a number four.
Exactly. That's all we can hope for. Obviously, just got to focus on what we can control. So hopefully we can get the job 3-0 the next two games.
Yeah, exactly. And in this year, I mean, with teams like this 16-2, you know, best record in a long, long time, you know, first conference championship in 26 years, there has to have been along the way some teams that you've beaten that you've never beat before, something like that. Like you've have to have got over so many hurdles this spring. Like, give me a couple examples of some of those big hurdles you guys have leaped over.
Yeah, I think the first one and most obvious one is this past Friday, winning against Lowell. Pretty much, it gave us at least a share of the title. But against Lowell, at least since I've been here, we've lost to Lowell every single time 3-0. Like, it was a guaranteed 3-0. Every time we played them, it wasn't really that. Last year, we had a close game against them. All three games were close, but they still beat us in all three games. So it was the same thing, another 3-0. And then earlier this year, we played them. Lowell's always the team to beat around here. And I think 2 years ago, they made it to the semifinals maybe, and then quarterfinals last year. So they're a huge team. But earlier in the year at our own place, we went back and forth. It was 2-2. We went into the fifth set, and we ended up losing in the fifth set 15-13. Like, couldn't have been any closer. Like, such a good volleyball game. Mm-hmm. And my comparison was, it was like Marvel Infinity War and then Endgame. We got our first chance. We messed it up. And then the second chance, we made it the best we could. Second chance, we came into their gym on Friday night. We were preparing like hell all week. Knew exactly what we needed to do to get done. And first set, we came up, we went 25-14. And I think the second set was like 25-17. And then the third set, we were down 23-20, but we ended up going on a 5-0 run to win 25-23. So not only did we beat them, but we beat them 3-0, which was huge. I don't know when the last time we beat Lowell was. That was huge.
Yeah.
And then same thing, we beat Andover 3-0 twice. That was huge. We haven't done that in a while. North Andover, we beat both times. Really, that only MVC loss was Lowell. So we pretty much, this year, we pretty much got everyone down.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's, I mean, you know, Lowell is, at the time of the rankings, was 16-3. So, I mean, they're right up there, like two Titans clashing. And, You know, so they've been consistent though, more so than you guys. You guys have ascended to their level this year, and you got over the hump.
Finally, that's what we've been trying to do. Obviously, we're trying to rebuild, and like he said, now instead of rebuild, there's no more rebuilding. It's always reloading. Like even after this year, still have Lucas Gr, who's a phenomenal volleyball player, Andrew Cox, Sean Leduc, and we have a ton of amazing bench players that would probably start on a ton of other teams.
Yeah, you play low in football too.
Yes, we played low in football too. But I think I beat them all 3 years. I think they weren't bad though. They were a tough team.
Well, I was gonna say, if there's any football players on that, like, we can't even beat Easton in volleyball, you know, anymore. You know?
Oh man, that's what everyone says about Coach Perry at Andover. I hate to shout him out, but everyone always talks about it.
Oh, he's gone now, right? He stepped down, right? I think
he's retired now. I mean, I know he's been at it for quite some time, and he's a hell of a competitor. I know he's a phenomenal coach, but he's a great competitor too. He really knows how to fire up his team.
Yeah. And I feel like the MVC in football is just so consistent, so strong. But when it comes to the tournament, you just run into the blocker of those, either the prep or like a Zavarian or like Springfield said, like it's always like this. There's these three or two teams in the state that are just so nasty every year that no one can kind of crack that. But you guys made some inroads in football. I mean, you beat the number one team in the state your junior year, right? Mm-hmm. Franklin, and you got into the semis. And this year you had another tournament win, you know, before you lost in the quarters this year, right?
Yeah, quarterfinals.
Talk to me. I mean, you obviously breaking records like crazy at quarterback, your brother Shane doing his thing at running back. And talk to me about that little 2 year run, junior, senior year you guys had in football, because it's going to go down as one of the best back to back, you know, years for Methuen.
Oh, yeah. It all started, I think Methuen in general is really in the uprise for not only like in the past few years, but I think in the future years too. I think it all started with sophomore year. We realized we had a ton of talent. My freshman year, we had almost every starter returning except for the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. And our quarterback at the time was a senior. And I was a freshman. I played a little bit of varsity here and there, some DB, a little bit of quarterback, but nothing more than probably 10 plays a game. And so it was between me and Xander Silva, had the quarterback battle all the way up until they didn't tell me I was starting until we were getting on the bus for our first game. And Xander was a hell of a player too. He was probably the most underrated part of that game versus Franklin. I think he had 8 catches for like 100 yards, and he was phenomenal and a huge piece of that win. But it all started sophomore year. We had our skill levels were crazy. Our team was phenomenal. Our line was huge. I was a little inexperienced, so they were a huge help to me growing and helped me become the player I was. And I think it all started with that win over Everett, my sophomore, in the first round of the playoffs. Everyone had Everett as the number one team in their minds. Obviously, the power rankings kind of held them back, but everyone had Everett as the top team in the state. And we went out first game and the playoffs, and we ended up winning 25-22, which kind of showed that we belong there and we can be there with the best of the best. And then we played Franklin after that. We ended up losing 24-7, but you know, we were kind of in that game the whole time. And then second time around, junior year, I did not want to lose that game again. Mm-hmm. So when we got the chance to take down Franklin again, I made sure I did the best I could. And then, but the same thing, junior year, we had only a couple of skill kids coming back and only a couple of linemen. And we knew that, you know, me and SD Tuma was a big one. He was our tight end. Xander Silva and Jared Rea were the captains. We knew we had a lot of work to get done, but we knew that we had the talent that just didn't get playing time before because our team was really heavily loaded. So, but same thing, we just had to stay committed. We just had to stay on the grind, and we really just had to lead the way by obviously example, but by verbally helping people with plays, whether it was even helping people with rides to practice because our team was so young. A lot of people didn't have their license, but we were all in on the program, and everyone else that we had was all in, all the young guys too. And I think that was a huge success and help us being that far. Obviously, senior year, we didn't get as far as we kind of wanted. We still had a good year getting to the quarterfinals. But I think at the end of the day, I think everyone and Coach Ryan's done such a good job of getting the people to buy in, and obviously just really well-rounded coaching staff that knows what they're doing. And I think future years, I think Methuen, it will be in the uprise as well.
Well, because someone that lives with you is going to be back next year, correct?
Yes, that will be awesome to watch him for his senior year, and him and Josh Kwaki, I think two of the best running backs in the state.
Oh, okay. So they're going to have like a duo kind of like share the love.
Josh is awesome. Josh is, you know, whenever one's not having the best game, you know, we can always lean on the other. But two of the best, probably honestly the best football players I've ever seen. Josh is, you know, it's like once we get the ball into Josh's hands, there's nothing to worry about. You know, if we can, once we can find ways to get the ball in Josh's hand, he does special things with it, whether it's returning, whether it's on a sweep, like a turnaround, whether it's just a quick pass, getting the ball. We just if we can just get the ball in Josh's hand right away, then he can make a lot happen. And then with Shane can pretty much do it all. Shane's top tier receiver, obviously phenomenal running back too, kick returner, and both studs on defense too. Phenomenal players overall.
Yeah, who's going to replace the number 9 best passer in Massachusetts history, as your Twitter profile says?
At this rate, I think we got I think they have a couple options they're looking at right now. I think Josh Tanella can be huge. Josh Tanella, his father actually won a Super Bowl with the Rangers. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's our only Super Bowl. And I believe 1992. His dad was the quarterback at the time. And Josh, I think, is a phenomenal athlete. He's really good at definitely better at running the ball than I was. But he's been working out a ton. I've been working with him. He's been getting it so much better. And obviously, I think it's for him, it's going to be a lot of game reps. I think the biggest thing from middle school to high school is you go from throwing the ball a couple times a game in middle school to where throwing the ball like 30 times a game now in high school.
Yeah.
So I think the reps will be huge. Dylan Conway was our freshman quarterback. He'll be in the race. I think it's really an open like battle right now. I think anyone can get it. And then even our receiver, Adrian Blake, he was always a quarterback up until this year. And at the beginning of the year when I had Mono, he was actually taking the starting reps role. And so I think they got kind of like 3 options right now, but I think those are all 3 great options though that can be definitely done.
Yeah. 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 And well, in December, a few months ago, you made the decision, big decision for Stonehill commit. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the vision there? What are you hearing? Where are you going to fit in sort of freshman year and beyond, you think?
I think so. I'm obviously excited. I'm really excited for Stonehill. And I think freshman year, I think most likely we'll end up being a redshirt. I think our starter is returning next year for his last year. Mm-hmm. And I think obviously the transition to college will be huge. And I think if I can get obviously some reps in practice with scout team and kind of just watch under him, see how he runs the show. Just 1 year at least. And then I think hopefully, and then my goal is to compete as a redshirt freshman, I think, for that starting job.
Nice. Nice. And how about like overall academics? Do you have a focus, like a vision for where you want to focus academically?
I plan on doing health sciences. I kind of want to get into, I'm not exactly sure what. There's so many little things in the medical industry that are just so similar, but have a little bit different. And so I've thought about being like a PA or a PT, like physical therapist, and even like a trainer, like a gym trainer. And so I'm kind of considering looking into that. So obviously that will come in, like I'll be able to figure that out as I go. But as of right now, I'll be majoring in health sciences.
Okay. So you'd be a busy guy. Like when's sort of the first kind of report day for football? Is there a lot of summer training? Must be starting up, you know?
Yes.
Fairly soon.
Yeah, they just sent us our program, which they want us doing 4 days a week, because the NCAA allowing is 8 hours a week out of season, which is kind of what we're doing right now. So they give us 4 days a week. I think it's about like an hour to an hour and a half of lifting with like 30 minutes to an hour of field work, 4 days a week. And that's kind of what they got us doing right now. And then up until August 4th. August 4th is when we report, I think, which is a Sunday. So August 4th, heading down to Stonehill then for up until May of 2025. And then we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah. What are you doing? Do anything to put money in your pocket, or are you just borrowing from your parents all the time? Oof.
I wish. I got to be conservative right now. My parents are helping out when they need to, but it's tough. It's tough having a job when you're playing six days a week, at least with sports. Yeah. I try, but I was working at JG's actually a little bit for the last couple of years. Okay. So working at JG's, I'll do that. Definitely, obviously, now that we're out of school, I can work a little bit in the day. So that's the goal right now. I've got to go find a way I can get some money. But I mean, I'm just right now I'm playing conservative. every time I go out, I got to do my best not to spend any money.
Yeah, but you kids, like my son's around your age, and he, the first time he gets a paycheck at a job, he buys a $40 bagel.
Oh, yeah. Because going out to eat so much.
Well, yeah, or you guys are in the delivery app era, and you get Uber Eats, you get a Dunks, yeah. Uber Eats or something for $40, and it costs like really $9.
It's so much money just to have them come here. Like, I will never understand that. I could never pay for $20 extra just to have someone drive it.
Yeah, it's like we're royalty when we order on these apps, like, bring me my bagel and coffee at once to 45 Smith Lane,
Exactly.
It's like, what are we, kings back in the mid 1500s?
You're paying more for the journey than the actual food.
Exactly. And it's called cold when it comes. It's not good. All right, man. Well, Drew Eason, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month back in the fall. And now the focus is volleyball. And another great run for another great team. Oh, you know what? We didn't even let you talk about basketball. What's your synopsis of how that ended up going? I mean, you obviously had a great individual standout season.
Basketball was fun. I mean, basketball has always been my number one sport up until, I think, about sophomore year. Like, I've always loved basketball. It was always what I wanted to do as I got older. And the realization I had kind of was, I knew I wanted to play a college sport 100%. And I knew that it was either football or basketball I wanted to focus on. And for me, I realized this. I realized that odds-wise, I would be much more in favor of football. I mean, obviously, I could, if I really pushed and I wanted to, like, obviously, anything could happen. I maybe could have made it happen with basketball. But I think the odds-wise, basketball is such a tough sport to play in college. Like, even some of the best around here will play Division III basketball. But yet, for football around here, it's really been in the uprise. And we've had a lot of Division I talent recently in the local area. And I think that's kind of what set me to where, I think my main goal and focus is going to be playing college football. And obviously, Division I was always the goal at the end of the day. But really, I just wanted to get my college paid for. Because at the end of the day, it's an education. I'm there to play football too, but you're there for the education. So obviously, I got a good mix of that. But for basketball, I mean, it was obviously so fun. Like, the last couple of years, I really was just out there to enjoy it. And me as a competitor, I always want to win. So I went out there to be the best I could and try to win every game we could. And I think that first round tournament win we had this year against Springfield was huge. I think we left at 1:30 in the afternoon. We didn't get back till 11:30 at night. Literally the longest day ever in Springfield. And that was like one of my best games of my career. I think I had 18 points. And I had I hit 1-3 all year because they moved me to center. And then I hit three threes in that game. And I think I had 12 rebounds. And so I was like, that was a fun game for sure. And probably one of my best ones yet. But I feel that when in our biggest games, I feel like I'm just such a competitor. And I feel like I just play my best against the best competition.
Yeah. So that's amazing. And Drew, I'm anxious to see how you update your profile on Twitter, because you got to sneak in the volleyball championship.
And that's going to come soon.
Because you got to either tighten up some of the other stuff or actually toss something. It's a tough decision. Maybe I can help you. That's what I do for a living, editing content and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. 2024 Methuen High School Mass. Maybe that one. Maybe we can work on Methuen. That's it. Although you do want outsiders to know where Methuen is. You gotta play around with that, man. You got a big task.
Yeah, I know. That was obviously 2024 Methuen Mass. That was huge. I really used Twitter for recruiting at the time. So I don't use it as much anymore. I still use it a little bit. I'll retweet stuff. I don't usually post that that much anymore.
Yeah.
But obviously I can change that a little bit. But yeah, I'll have to squeeze some of the things in there. We'll see.
Yeah. I'm anxious to see it. All right, Drew. You've been an awesome guest. I had a lot of fun. Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, Drew Eason. Best of luck at Stonehill. But before that, Methuen Volleyball. Let's bring home forget the conference title. Let's go after the state title. Why not?
Let's get it. One down. Why not next, us? Next one to go. By one.
Yeah, do the why not us thing, right?
Exactly. We worked hard. We deserve it.
All right, Drew. Have a good night. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you. Of course. Thank you for having me.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye now.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our Kitchen Cabinet Showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Postseason rankings. How you doing, everybody? Thanks, Drew Easton. Appreciate the interview. And now we're back talking about spring sports, Merrimack Valley Spring Sports Report. And this is all about the postseason rankings. It's the latest rankings we have here. There'll be new ones out tomorrow. But as we stand now, these are your current MIAA postseason rankings. See where teams end up. How about lacrosse boys? Let's start with that. Andover is number 7. At 8-3, Central Catholic 9-8, 15 seed. And that does it for top 20 Merrimack Valley teams. Boys lacrosse, Bill Ricker is your 6th seed in the state at the moment, 10-5. That does it there for Merrimack Valley teams. And let's move on to the Division 3 territory. Drake is your top seed there, 9-6 at 14. And that does it. Shawshing Valley Tech 24 at 17-0. Unbelievable season for the boys from Bill Ricker. Shawshing Valley Tech, but their 24th seed. So their opponent rating is lower than others. Interesting. Boys lacrosse Division 4, just checking to see if we got any lulls or anything like that. Nope. How about girls lacrosse? D1, Central Catholic, your number 1 seed at 18-2. What a season. North Andover, number 6 at 12-6. Andover Chelmsford, 8-9. Back-to-back seeds there. And then that does it for girls lacrosse, but definitely strong for the MVC or the Merrimack Valley area. Bill Ricker girls come in at 4-13, but because they have a strong opponent rating in that valley, they're at the 16th seed, so they're probably going to make it, even with that losing record. Baseball Division 1, North Andover 14-5, your number 9 seed at the moment, and Andover 18-11-7, and Central 10-8, your number 20 seed. How about Division 2? No, I think we're shut out there for Division 2, for top 20 anyway. Division 3, Greater Lowell sneaks in at number 10 at 15-2. Nice season. 15-3 for Shawshing Valley Tech. Good boys lacrosse and baseball season for Shawshing. For sure, Tewksbury 16, the 16th seed at 10-8. And Low Catholic, your number 20 seed at 13-6. About Division 4 baseball. All right, we're going to stop there because we don't have any balanced teams in any other division. Softball, Central, number 2 at 11-3. North Andover, 6 at 16-1. Chelmsford, 9 at 13-6. Methuen, 9-9, sneaking in at 13. Whittier, out of Haverhill, 15-3, your number 19 seed. How about D2 softball? How are my girls from Tewksbury doing? Really good. Number 1 seed at 15-3. And Bill Ricker, their rivals, are way down with a losing record, but 19 seed. Remember, top 32 seeds make it, and then anyone who finished with an above 500 record, even if they were below 32, make the tournament. So Bill Ricker's 19 at 6-11. And that's going to do it from our end. Okay, so Merrimack Valley Sports Desk is in the books. Once again, thanks to our guest from Moynihan Lumber, Student Athlete of the Month.
We are done for another week. We're here every Thursday morning. Hope everyone has a blessed Memorial Day. We appreciate all those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for the United States of America. I'm Dominic Castro signing out. Everyone stay safe out there. Have a good long weekend.